Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Golden years from station to station. With yesterday being David Bowie's birthday, we thought we would get a hold of somebody who could talk about this event that is happening here in Philadelphia. It is the second annual Philly Loves Bowie Week, and it continues through this Sunday, the 14th, and you can find out more about it at phillylovesbowie.com. But joining us now, longtime David Bowie guitarist Earl Slick. Hiya, Earl.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good now. I've had some coffee. I don't normally get up this early, but just to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Listen, before we even get into what this event is, there's something that's started on TV last night. I was talking about it yesterday. HBO has a documentary called The Last 5 Years, but I don't know anything about it beyond that. What is that thing?
There was a movie called 5 Years.
Right.
That came out. Either 4 or 5 years ago we did it, and it was a BBC film done by director Francis Whateley. After David passed away, he decided that he, you know, wanted to do a follow-up. The last works that David did, and there's interviews by the band and the stuff in there, and it's a good insight into him. Whereas the first movie, the 5 Years movie, went all the way back to the beginning of his career and all that stuff. This doesn't do that. This is a really, really well-made film.
Well, now, speaking of beginnings, tell me about your beginnings with David. Is David Live the first thing you work on with him?
That's right. Right. There is a major connection with Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
David, even with me to this day, of any place that I go, wherever I play, Philly is probably up there, even more than New York City, for the reaction we get. We did David Live at the Tower there in Upper Darby. We also did, I think, the Modern Love video was done at the Spectrum before it got...
Oh, really? Oh, I never realized that. And, of course, Young Americans.
Yeah, the album, you know, at Sigma. There's been a lot of things that we've done in Philadelphia. Philly was also one of the first cities that actually broke David on the radio.
Now, speaking of Young Americans, you're on it, and so is Carlos Alomar. Who's playing guitar on Fame then?
That's Carlos, me, and John Lennon.
Oh, really? All three of you are doing that riff?
No, Carlos is doing that real funky James Brown thing.
Right.
And then me and John are doing that big fat one underneath.
Okay. Tell me about David as a player, because we were talking about this not too long ago, that a lot of people don't realize that the guitar riff in Rebel Rebel is actually David playing that part. What was he like as a player, as a musician?
It was weird because his proficiency was not there, which was cool because when he did do things, they were so out of the box because he didn't know what the hell he was doing, which makes it so cool because it's way out of the box. He did the same thing when he played sax parts or a little piano or keyboard parts, you know. And the things that he couldn't do, that's what we did.
Because
he would get these ideas that, you know, he'd go, Slicky, I need you, here's kind of what it is. Make it sound like this. That's what I would do.
I love the way he referred to you as Slicky and you referred to him as DB.
Yeah.
As far as this event is concerned, the Philly Loves Bowie, there's a closing finale on Sunday called A Night of Stardust that's going to be held at Union Transfer.
Yep.
I know you're playing. Who else is playing, and what can we expect out of that event?
I saw some of the set list, and obviously I'm not telling you guys what that is. Cause
all right. Gee, I wonder if it's Bowie songs.
They are Bowie songs. Yes, they are. Good call. That's all you're getting. it's guys who have done this one before. Well, the first thing is, which is really cool, it's for the Children's Cancer Center in Philly.
Right, at Children's Hospital, right.
Yes, they're totally legit, so all that money that's going to be spent on tickets and merchandise and whatever people buy will absolutely be going directly to where it's supposed to go.
As a guy who has played on so many different Bowie albums, do you have a favorite, whether you're on it or not?
Station to Station, as far as records I've played on, is my favorite.
My license plate used to be TVC15.
Yes, that was mine.
Well, this coming Sunday, it is a great night going on here in Philadelphia. The second annual Philly Loves Bowie Week is on right now, but Sunday night, there is a very special show, A Night of Stardust, which will be held at Union Transfer. All of the information that you need about those tickets is available at phillylovesbowie.com. Earl Slick, our guest. Earl, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time. And if you're ever in on a weekday and feel like getting up ridiculously early in the morning, you're welcome to join us live on the air.
What time do you call ridiculously early?
Between 6 and 9.
Oh, but you know, 8:48 or something. That sounds good.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.